Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God for this great door of utterance that our pastor may come to you today with what thus saith the Lord. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelist. The elders, deacon, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, and God have opened up his door that we might bring to you God's word. We are God's church. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. I want to talk to you today about pursuing God, having the zeal of God, coming and going after God. Before we hear and get into this thought, our Deacon Dell wrote this number. Steadfast. Sister V in the choir, steadfast.
I'm
beautiful. Steadfast.
Beautiful.
That's what we strive to do here at 425 Taconia Boulevard. Steadfast in his word.
Yes, Lord.
Steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Yes, Lord. And it's because of those that have preceded us.
Yes.
God's anointed. We're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy. They took a stand for God.
They did.
While they were in this life, once God called them, they pursued God. Yes. They went after the Lord. And they received a great reward.
Yes.
They're in the bosom of God right now. We are Jews. We are Israelites, as I say. We are true followers of Christ. There is but one shepherd. We are Israel in the spirit, of the spirit. Now, if you don't understand what I'm saying, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture, that scripture is true yesterday, today, and it will be true tomorrow.
Yes.
Because this scripture, as all the scriptures, were written by and under the inspiration of God. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 1. We're going to talk about pursuing God.
Beautiful.
Just thoughts. When you take a stand for God, you are pursuing God.
Yes.
You're pursuing holiness.
Yes.
You're pursuing righteousness.
Yes.
You are pursuing pleasing God.
Yes.
When you take a stand for God.
Yes.
Before we get into this thought, our Deacon Fina, make these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.org on Saturday, Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com. Or call area code 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sabbath Saturday. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon Fina. Thank God. I hope we didn't bore you with those that little information. Maybe you may decide to tune in at another venture than what you're listening to right now. Or venue, I should say. So, again, Deuteronomy 6 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
We want to start here because we're talking about pursuing God.
Yes.
It takes a zeal to pursue God. When you pursue God, you're taking a stand for God. And I'm thinking about David when he heard about Goliath and how he defied the armies of God. He pursued after godliness. He pursued after righteousness. Who is this Philistine that defied the armies of the living God? And God said David was a man after his own heart because of him pursuing the standards of God, the ways of God, the strength of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Deuteronomy 6 and 1, what does it say?
Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments.
So I'd like to go through this methodically here. These are the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
They're statutes. The statutes, what?
The statutes and the judgments.
What?
Which the Lord, your God, commanded to teach you.
So God didn't ask us to do this. He commanded his anointed to teach this. Even though you read the 10 precepts, the 10 commandments, it's not observed by sight. It has to be taught to you.
Yes.
Because there's depths in the word.
Yes.
Teach you what?
That ye might do them in the land.
So now again, these preachers are saying, well, God knew we couldn't keep the commandments or the law. That's a lie. God gave his word and he commanded his anointed to teach it, and he commanded us for to do it.
Yes.
Because it can be done.
Yes.
If you are willing to obey God.
Yes.
For to do them what?
In the land whither ye go to possess.
So wherever we go in this world, wherever we're led to go, wherever we might be, once you get in God, you're not free to roam about on your own, because you're bought with a price. And if you are born in God, you are born unto a leader, and you're under a shepherd, and you're not free to go as you will go. But wherever you might be, if God give you a mind to live for him, wherever you might be, you can possess this land of holiness when you obey God's word. Let's go to the fourth chapter, 4:1. And when you pursue keeping the statutes of God, it takes a zeal. Yes. It pleases God. It's going after God. That's what this is all about. Yes. 4:1, what does it say?
Now therefore, hearken, O Israel.
So again, as I say again, God is only talking to his people.
Yes.
We are the people of God. Yes. And you ask your preacher, your teacher, your minister, your pastor, who are we? And no doubt they're going to say we're Christians. More than that, we are Israel.
All right.
We are the children of the prophets. That's who we are. God only has one son. And his son is Israel.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And his name is called Jesus.
All right.
His name is called Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
And your name, if you are a child of God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Hearken, O Israel, what?
Unto the statutes.
What?
And unto the judgments.
Because God's word, their statutes and their judgments, because they judge us, not the one that's bringing it.
That's right.
It's the word that judges.
Mm-hmm.
Statutes and judgments, what?
Which I teach you.
What?
For to do them.
So the leader should teach this, not to have it in the corner for a plaque, but to do it.
Yes.
Because it can be done.
Yes.
That beautiful? For to do them what?
That ye may live.
What?
And go in and possess the land.
So when you possess God's word, that land God is talking about, the land that floweth with milk and honey, that's God's word. That beautiful?
Yes.
When you do them, you're a lively stone. You're alive in God.
Yes.
That don't make you alive because you raise your hand and say, praise the Lord. That don't make you alive. But when you keep God's commandments, when you don't have any gods before God, that's what makes you a lively stone.
Yes.
Because we're pleasing God and we've gone after God keeping his word.
Mm-hmm.
In the land which the Lord God.
And go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
Isn't that beautiful? God gave us his word.
Yes.
It says again, to as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. Read.
Ye shall not add unto the word.
So again, the word is statutes and judgments.
Yes.
Because they're upright and they judge us.
Yes.
And it's the word.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot add to the word.
All right.
So all of you Sunday keepers out there, getting ready to go to church on tomorrow, you're wrong. You can't add to God's word. It didn't say remember the first day of the week. It's the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day, whatever dispensation you're in.
Yes.
If one hear and find this broadcast a million years from now, whatever the seventh day is called in that time, it's still the seventh day. There's only 7 days a week.
All right.
Only seven.
Yes.
Ye shall not add unto the word what?
Which I command you.
God commanded it, so you can't change it. What?
Neither shall ye diminish aught.
So that means you cannot take away the seventh Sabbath day out of there.
That's right.
And make it the first day of the week. It's the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
Yes.
That day God hallowed and sanctified. What?
That ye may keep the commandments.
Because the word is the commandments.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read it again.
All right.
Ye shall not add.
Uh-huh. Unto the word which I command you.
What?
Neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
What?
That ye may keep the commandment.
So he's saying that you may keep it means we're able to do that.
Yes.
We're able to keep the commandments of God.
Yes.
What?
Of the Lord your God, which I command you.
God commanded this. Isn't that beautiful? So
yes.
We're going to pursue keeping God's word.
Yes.
Let's go again to the sixth chapter, 6 and 4.
Uh-huh.
Getting closer to the thought.
Yes.
It's all about going after God.
Yes, it is.
The Lord said, come after me.
All right.
It's not good enough just to be complacent and say, I believe he died for my sins, and I go to church every time the doors is open. That's not going after God. But to pursue God is to drop what we think is right.
That's right.
And pursue doing what God is calling for.
Yes.
6 and 4.
Hear, O Israel.
I love that. Hear, O Israel.
That's right.
That's you and I if you live for God.
Yes.
That beautiful hear. What?
The Lord, our God, is one.
He's
Lord.
One.
Yes.
So don't say, well, back in the Old Testament, that Lord, he's the same one that took on the flesh.
Yes.
And they called his name Jesus. He's the Word.
Yes.
One Lord. What?
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
What?
With all thy heart.
Now you're talking about pursuing God because it's with all your heart. What?
And with all thy soul.
When you love God with all your soul, now you're pursuing God.
Yes.
You cannot find one that loves with all their heart and not pursue that.
All right.
What?
And with all thy might.
When you put all your might in it.
All right.
Now you're going after God.
Mm-hmm.
That's complacent when you just go to church, hear the word, if you're really hearing it, and don't do it. That's like the one that got the talent and hid it. But when you put it in action,
yes, Lord.
In other words, I'm looking for returns on my investment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm investing my time in this.
Yes.
I'm taking a stand, standing up for what I know is right.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going with all my heart and
all
soul.
Right.
Read.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy
when
heart.
When we put the word in action, not having any gods before God and not taking his name in vain, taking a stand for these things, it gets in your heart.
Yes.
It's a part of your life.
Yes.
As the Lord said, I'll write my laws in their inward parts.
Yes.
And if God's law is written in your heart,
yes.
Your actions show it.
All right.
Don't say God's word is in your heart and you go to church on Sunday.
Right.
Don't say it's in your heart and you are carnal and you're not sanctified.
Right.
Don't say it's in your heart and you are Baptist.
Right.
No, don't work like that. God don't have Baptist people. He have people that are baptized in the word, not Baptist, not Presbyterian. Isn't that beautiful? Don't say, Pastor Boyd, don't love. I'm loving you enough to tell you the truth.
That's right.
Keep you out of air. Read.
And thou shalt teach them.
Teach them what?
Diligently.
Be diligent. We teach our children
mm-hmm.
the right way.
Yes.
And we don't try to make them saved. But when they become of age, if they ever get the mind, when I say of age, when they can understand who they are, when they get of age, it's for them to choose because no man come to God except God draw them.
Yes. Diligently unto thy children.
What?
And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house.
What?
And when thou walkest by
so
the way.
Don't say every time this pastor get on the broadcast, every time he preaches, he's talking about the commandments. It says talk about it when you get up.
Yes.
Talk about it when you sit down.
Yes.
That beautiful? By the wayside. That is the message to
yes.
talk about God's word because so many don't know what it includes.
Right.
They're righteous all together. Not when you want to pick and choose what you want to do.
All right.
Read.
And when thou liest down.
Isn't that beautiful what?
And when thou risest up.
We pursue that over here.
All right.
So when we talk to one another, whether it's 6 in the morning or 9 or 10 at night, it's all about the judgments.
Yes.
And so many don't like to engage us because they say, you're judging us or you're judging one. The word judges.
Yes.
That's what we talk about.
Yes.
Judgments, what's upright, statues.
All
read.
Right. And thou shalt bind them.
What?
For a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine
now,
eyes.
Now, because all we see is the commandments, Isaiah 63:15. So don't get offended. So every time we turn on, it seems like he's mad. No, I'm not. But I'm fervent about believing and teaching God's word, because the scripture says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. I want to make sure you hear what God is saying here,
right,
and not with these jackleg preachers teaching you that's not according to God's word.
Right.
63:15. What does it say?
Look down from heaven.
Look down from heaven.
And behold.
What?
From the habitation of thy holiness.
Thank God. God looked down on 425 one day.
Yes.
And let his anointed know the mystery of his word.
Yes, he read. Did. Holiness and of thy glory.
What?
Where is thy zeal?
Where is the zeal for God? Those that really want to live for God.
All right.
Where are the young men and women that really want to live for God, live holy?
Yes.
Sanctified and not according to the traditions of the fathers. What?
All right. And thy strength.
What?
The sounding of thy bow.
Where is the sounding of God's bow?
And of thy mercy.
Well, you're listening to it right now.
All right.
Sounding of God's bowels is the sound of God's spirit. That's what the bowels are. Read. Thank God.
And of thy mercy.
Thank God what?
Toward me. Are they restrained?
Are they restrained? What?
Doubtless.
Doubtless.
Thou art our father.
Doubtless God is our father. Yeah.
Though Abraham be ignorant of us.
Abraham may not know about we that are crying out today.
And
but Israel. God is our father.
All right.
And so is Abraham. What?
And Israel.
Israel.
Acknowledge us not.
Israel in the natural may not acknowledge 425 Laconia Boulevard.
All right.
But doubtless God is our father. Read.
Thou, O Lord, art our father.
God is our father because
our
we
Redeemer.
Obey God's word.
Yes.
And we pursue after God. What?
All right. Our Redeemer.
Our Redeemer.
Thy name is from everlasting.
Isn't that beautiful? God's name is from everlasting. Always been his name. We don't know where we are on the spectrum of time. We could be trillions of years here.
That's right.
Man may say it's been 6,000 years.
Yes.
But God's word is from everlasting. Always been here. Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
Numbers 25 and 6. Let's go there. But we're not going to talk about man's knowledge about time. Day with God is like 2,000 years, which also means like a million years. Because God is from everlasting. Always been here. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Numbers 25 and 6.
And
we need to understand that we need to go after God.
All right.
That don't mean once you find him, he goes away and sit down. No. We are pursuing God's ways.
Yes.
25 and 6. Go ahead.
And behold.
What?
One of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren.
What?
A Midianite.
A Midianish woman. What?
Midianish woman. In the sight of Moses.
Did it right in the sight of the leader. In the sight of the church.
Yes.
Going against God's ways.
All
what?
Right. And of all the congregation of the children of Israel.
All right, what?
Who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle.
Striving to please God. God was angry with the congregation. And Moses was setting them in order, letting them know God's going to get you for this.
Yes.
But one was bold and brought in that which was offensive to God. What?
Yes. And when Phinehas, the son of
Eleazar, what?
The son of Aaron, the
what?
Priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation.
All right,
and
what?
Took a javelin.
He took a javelin, what?
In his hand. And he went after the man of Israel.
All right, what?
Into the tent.
What did he do?
And thrust both of them through.
Because he stood for that which was right.
That's right.
And it was the Spirit of God that moved on.
Yes.
Finest.
Yes.
To take a stand for God, like unto David. Read.
Through the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel.
Isn't that beautiful? Plague was stayed. 10th verse, what does it say?
Uh-huh. And
the Lord
spake unto Moses, saying,
what?
Phinehas, the son of
Eleazar, what?
The son of Aaron, the what? Priest, hath turned my wrath.
He turned God's wrath because God wanted to see someone taking a stand for that which is right. What?
Away from the children of Israel.
What?
While he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my
jealousy. Isn't that beautiful? He pursued God.
Yes, he did.
Because he knew what was right. He knew about God's way and took a stand, and Moses allowed him to do it. That's
yes,
beautiful.
He did.
Let's go to St. John 2 and 13.
All right.
I believe that Phinehas was just like his father.
Yes.
His name is Jesus.
Yes.
Right, he had the same spirit.
All right.
That's what we're doing over here. Those may not like this broadcast.
Yes.
And I trust you love the word yes, more yes. than what you may hear about this broadcast. And he's just shouting over there.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we're going to make a joyful noise unto the
All
Lord.
All right.
That's what we do here. Yes. May not be a bunch of music, but you're going to hear me crying loud.
All right.
Fear not. Lifting up my voice like a trumpet. Showing men and women where they're transgressing in the house of Jacob. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 2 and 13, what does it say?
And the Jews' Passover was at hand.
What?
And Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
What did he do?
And found in the temple those that sold oxen.
What?
And sheep and doves and the changers of money.
Well, that's what's going on in the church.
Yes.
They come together and bring all of their gifts. And it's all about making money.
All right.
We're going to pursue this. I sell insurance. That's why I'm here.
Yes.
That's why I'm here. And you know what? If you buy this insurance, you can save some money. That means you can give more to the church.
Yes.
Always exchanging ideas under the guise of we're going to give it to God.
Yes.
But it's all about making money and merchandise.
Yes, read. And when he had made a scourge of small cords.
What did he do?
He drove them
out of the temple. I believe the Lord took a stand for God. Because he knew what they were doing in the temple was not godly. Let's go to Romans 10 and 1. We're going to come back.
Right.
Go to Romans 10 and 1. So many of the churchgoers, because they have not been taught the commandments of God for to do them, go about with their own schemes. Well, I'm playing a lotto, and I'm praying if I hit, get $1 million, I'm going to build us a church over in Africa to help the poor. That's not God's plan.
No, it's not.
That's not God's plan. That's all in your mind. 10 and 1, what does it say?
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
Well, that's what it's all about when we come together.
Yes.
It's about being saved,
yes.
not about exchanging ideas, pursuing jobs, or all kind of schemes under the guise of, well, I'm going to be a blessing to the church. No, it's about our souls being saved.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God.
Now, all of these churchgoers, you hear my voice. I bear the record that you have a zeal of God. But it's not. What?
According to knowledge.
You don't have it according to knowledge. You have a great idea. You're pursuing God, but not according to knowledge. What?
For they being ignorant of God's righteousness.
That's what the problem is. Ignorant of what righteousness is.
Yes.
I believe Deuteronomy 6 and 25 says it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
Yes.
That's righteousness.
Yes.
That's what we pursue.
Yes.
What?
And going about to establish their own righteousness
what?
Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
Well, grandma did it. My grandfather did it. And they look so pretty in the casket. I know they were with God. They had a smile on their face. Well, I understand some were sawn asunder. They look so good. But they pleased God. Their lives were right.
Yes, they did.
Let's go to St. John again, 2 and 13. Let's go back there.
All right.
That beautiful. One's got their own idea of pleasing God.
Yes.
Where we are on the time here, on our time spectrum. Thank God. What we got here? We got a minute left. Thank God. And let's hold them hands up. Let's do it. Thank God. Know where we are. 2 and 13. What does it say?
And the Jews' Passover was at hand. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money.
All right, what?
And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple.
All right,
and
what?
And the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money.
Wait a minute. Someone would call that radical. Maybe you think the way I'm going forth is radical. But the Lord had a zeal to please God.
Yes, he did.
So do I.
Yes, yes you do. And overthrew the tables.
Thank God.
We finished. Said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. What? Make not my Father's house an house of merchandise.
So it's all about merchandise in the church.
Yes.
That's what it's come to. Not about salvation, but about what you can bring to the table natural. I'm coming here. Houses, wives, husbands, jobs, natural prosperity. But what about the soul?
All right.
Soul dried up.
That's right.
No life in it.
That's right.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 4 again.
All
Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Life is dried up and have no life in it. We don't want to live like that.
No, you don't.
We want to please God. Thank God. 6 and 4. Read it again.
Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel.
The Lord our God is one Lord.
Lord our God is one Lord.
And
we don't have two and three.
Okay.
It's only one.
And
I believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What?
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
What?
With all thine heart.
All
with
the
all
heart.
Thy soul.
All thy soul.
All thy might.
All thy might. Put everything you got into it.
Yes.
Let's go to 2 Chronicles 14 and 2. Yes. That's what we're doing here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. You maybe, if you get a chance to get in the area, you fly, what is that, JetBlue everywhere else, fly here. 425 Laconia Boulevard. Say, I want to find God's church. And truly, we are God's church. Say, this church, it's not about black, white, blue, or gray. It's about salvation. Everybody in this church of the Spirit,
yes.
Not of a group. Isn't that beautiful? 2 Chronicles 14 and 2. What does it say?
And Asa.
Asa.
That which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
God.
That's what we do over here. That which is right and good in God's sight.
Yes.
Because we go after pleasing God.
Yes.
What?
Well,
that's what we got here. This is the holiday time. All the gods coming out.